Andreas Vesalius was very important in the history of medicine. He lived during the time of the Renaissance. He was vitally important because he proved Galen wrong about the flow of blood through the heart and about the human jawbone. Galen had written that blood passes from one side of the heart to the other through holes in a thick membrane called the septum. Vesalius said that the septum was dense and as thick as the rest of the heart, and that the smallest particle could not be transferred from right to left ventricle through it. Galen also said the jawbone was made up of two bones, but Vesalius showed it only had one bone. Since he had proved Galen wrong, people could now move forward by checking Galen's work, seeing what other ways he was wrong, rather than accepting what he had written. He told students they should follow his work. Vesalius wrote a book called The Fabric of the Human Body, and he got artists to draw different parts of the body for it, so his students could see what the human body looked like. He made a complete atlas of the human body, which would help any student studying surgery. He was helped by a number of factors in his work. The ideas of the Renaissance helped. During the Renaissance, there was a renewed interest in the ancient Greek attitudes. They had taught that people should observe things, nature for themselves. Without this renewed interest, Vesalius might not have tried to dissect bodies and observe them for himself. The invention of the printing press was also important, because his books were printed in Basel, Switzerland, where the best printing was done. This helped spread his ideas and findings, so without printing it might have taken longer for his ideas to circulate. It was also important that he lived in Padua, which was part of the Republic of Venice, an area where there was much more freedom of thought than in other parts of Italy. In Padua, there was no difficulty in putting forward new ideas. Also in Padua, the university was one of the best in Europe, and in nearby Venice, there was plenty of skilled artists ready to work under his direction. Artists were very important in his work, as Vesalius wanted to make a complete atlas of the human body. Each part of the body took many dissections before he was certain of its structure, and then it all had to be explained and shown to an artist. Artists in this period tried to make drawings and sketches as realistic as possible. There was opposition to Vesalius because people didn't want Galen criticised. However, the opposition would fail because they only had to read Vesalius' book and carry out dissections to see that he was right and Galen was wrong.